You know what? Women are tough. And children are resilient. You freaking freaks out there, keep your damn hands to yourself. I'm about to release this regarding my daughter. She talks. Hear the message. Don't worry about the background noises and stuff, but hear the message. We're strong. A recording that my daughter did kind of off the cuff, and there's background noises, so try to just hear what she's saying. I'll explain it to you. She was given some photographs of her family, childhood pictures, and it brought back some memories, or maybe it just, she decided to talk about it to me, and I asked her if I could record it. And like I said, it was kind of very last minute, but I don't have any recall of the memory that she does. So I don't know if this stuff was said to her was kept secret from me, or I've just blocked it out. I don't know. I wish that I could take a magic eraser and just erase every bad thing that we've all had to go through. Myself, her, anyone that's got some shit that's would give some people nightmares, but in other cases it makes people stronger. So I guess that's the point of it, of experiences, is to make you stronger, prepare you maybe for something that could be really bad, or at least that's what I'm gonna think. So I will play it. Let me explain it. She's talking about some techniques that this person had. Lying. He was just telling her shit, which I guess a lot of adults tell their kids things, you know, make up stories to make kids do what they want them to, or mind them, like, you know, better go to bed early, or Santa's not going to come, and stuff like that, Easter Bunny, and whatever. Maybe we should rethink that, because what the fuck do we do that for anyway? What purpose does that serve? It's stupid. I'm not going to stop anything, because my kids are raised, and it's their job to decide that, but just think about it as an adult. What the fuck are we doing? Easter Bunny and chocolates and Santa Claus and fucking leopard, whatever he's called. No, Elf on the Shelf. Why do we gotta scare kids? Why can't we just tell them the truth? Whatever the truth is to us is apparent. This shit, I swear. Anyway, she's talking about how he would tell her things. And of course, her imagination, or his explanation, made her brain, she's very intelligent, her brain thought completely different maybe than I would have, but, or he's that evil and he knew what she was going to think. It was just a control thing. And if she says that he tells her about his ex-girlfriend's titties being in this jar, but he doesn't explain what the titties were until she's much older. I didn't know about this. So think of that from a child's perspective. You tell your child that what's in a jar is your ex-girlfriend's titties? What the hell would you think? That's some Jeffrey Dahmer bullshit right there. That's one of the things she talks about. And the other one is a photograph of a ceramic or some kind of clown that has notches in it or buttons, and he would use that to scare them, the two girls, to make them behave, or some sort of shit like that. I don't remember that either. That just goes to show you what your brain can block out. So maybe this story is not going to be over for a long time, but this is just a little recording that she did for me. because I want everyone to hear that even as a grown person, she is grown with children, she still has these fucking thoughts. She has to live with them. She does a very good job. But don't do this to your kids, even if it's in a good way. Stop telling them fucking lies. Shit.
This collectible box thing that was in our hallway in one of the pictures, and it was wooden and it had a bunch of little squares, and he had these little glass vials that held different types of things, and one of them had two black things in it, and I asked him what they were, and every time I would ask him, he would tell me it was his ex-girlfriend's titty. And for years he just told me it was her titty. And when I got older, I asked him, you know, what is it really? And he told me that that was two pieces of her flip-flop, his ex-girlfriend's flip-flop, and he called that a titty. But he never explained that when I was a kid. He just made it out to be like it was her breast.
Now, what you just heard, you may think is normal. Parents telling kids things that are fictitious and making up things like they're funny. But not this man. This man had a goal, a manipulating goal. And that's just one thing. There are things that I remember that we're going to talk about. But if you were to just listen to that and not know the whole story, then it would sound kind of normal. But this man was evil. Now it's just one thing. But she has lots of stories. So remind yourself that you heard something like this and what it meant to her, so that if you hear some shit like this, that your kids, maybe your kid will come home from cousin, aunt, uncle, relative, neighbor's house, and they tell you some shit like that, you might want to investigate that shit. It's not normal. And it's not normal for us to do that either as parents, even good parents. Let's try to get a little bit, I don't know, that's creepy as shit.